Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Good morning, Jennifer Zamparelli, 2FM. How are you doing? If you'd like to get in touch with the show, you can. Absolutely. You just text me 51552. It's as easy as that. Now, schools are back, which means parents get a bit of a break after the summer. And one other thing it means is that my next guests get a great start to their day. On the line now from Limerick is Norma Kearney from Bernardo's. And she's actually with the stars of the show today, Travis and Trevor Wong. Good morning, lads and lady. How are yous?
Good. How are you?
I'm really good. Thank you so much for coming on the show this morning. Travis, can I ask you first, where do you lads go to school?
We go to Lekela National School.
Oh, very good. And Trevor, who is your teacher?
Mr. Sheehan.
Mr. Sheehan. Now, he sounds like a lovely fella. And Travis, what's the best thing about your teacher?
That she's really nice.
Does she give you lots of homework?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And you don't mind? Well, that's okay. That's okay. Trevor, what do you do every morning before school?
I get my uniform on and sometimes I even stay a bit for a few minutes longer. And then when we go to breakfast club, we go to eat and drink.
And listen, you go to breakfast club. That sounds amazing. I'd love if there was a breakfast club around here. And what do you have?
Food. We have drinks.
Lovely.
We can play.
Lovely.
We can go outside sometimes.
We can kick the ball at each other.
That sounds like great fun. That sounds like you lads are having too much fun. Travis, how old are you?
I'm 12.
And Trevor, how old are you?
I'm 9 and my birthday's in a week.
Oh my God, your birthday's in a week. I'm not going to forget that date in a hurry. So do you guys love Breakfast Club?
Yeah.
Well, listen, it sounds amazing. And come here to me. Lads, you better get back to class now or your teacher is going to give out to me. And don't forget to tell everyone in your class that you were just on the radio, okay?
Wait, can I just say one thing?
Go on.
Hi, Nana!
Hi, Nana!
Lads, go on to school before you get into trouble and have a lovely day, okay? Bye, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, 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 bye. Norma Kearney, there you are now. Are the lads gone off to class?
They are gone back over to class.
Well, they had a lot to say, didn't they? Absolutely gorgeous,
sure,
gorgeous kids. Norma Kearney, what is your job with Bernardo's?
So I am the project coordinator of the Breakfast Club and After School Service in Limerick South.
Wow. And let's talk about that for a second. The services you provide to help kids like Travis and Trevor. Breakfast Club seems to be a big part of it. So what is that exactly?
So we have the Breakfast Club here, and we have at the moment, because we're just back this Monday, we have 39 children enrolled at the moment. Numbers pre-COVID would have been a lot bigger. There would have been between 80 and 100 children coming in. Obviously, that's had to be scaled back because they're all in their pods now and everything like that, and we have to allow for social distancing. But the children come in at 8:15. They have their breakfast. They do activities, and they are over to school then at 10 to 9.
Wow. And how long have you been helping families in Limerick like this?
So the service is open since 2015. Bernardo's, the schools amalgamated back then, so three schools amalgamated, and Bernardo's took over as the lead agency for the Breakfast Club and After School Service here.
What were the effects of the schools being shut and stuff like that on the families that you work with?
It's been so tough, even with the children, like just the lack of routine. And I suppose we would have seen it when schools reopened in March. Like it took a while for the children to get back into that routine and to settle back in. And, you know, there was a lot of anxiety with going back to school for both parents and for children, you know, when it was still kind of unknown and COVID is still so prevalent. So, yeah, it's been a very challenging time.
What would you like listeners to keep in mind as life returns to normal for lots of us?
I suppose keep in mind that, you know, these services are so important to children and families in the community. These services, you know, are such a crucial part, helping children, you know, to get ready for their day ahead in school. supporting children socially, emotionally, with their educational development. And I suppose just to keep in mind that these services are out there, and without people donating and things to Bernardo's, we couldn't keep these things going.
Well, Travis and Trevor are back in class now, but will you tell them we said thanks? And I mean, they got a massive shout out for the Nana. I'm sure she'll be happy about that as well.
Thrilled, absolutely thrilled.
Listen, they're an absolute joy to have on the line. And Norma Kearney, thank you so much for joining us today. And best of luck, and thank you for everything you do with Bernardo's.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Norma. Bye. And as Norma said, it is so important to keep this organisation going with the help from you. So you can text WIN to 50300 and donate just €4 to help Bernardo's. And remember, on the show tomorrow, we will have Flashback Friday. We are playing tunes from the 90s to remind you how important it is to have a happy and healthy childhood. We'll also have Sinead from Bewitched in on Jen's Friends. It's all happening. We'll be right back.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.